Andrew Cuomo's New York, illegal aliens to get $1.1 billion more in taxpayer-funded aid than small businesses. By John Binder on April 6, 2021. Nearly 200,000 illegal aliens living in New York will soon receive $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded stimulus checks and unemployment benefits thanks to a budget agreed upon by Governor Andrew Cuomo, D. While more than a million jobs have been lost in New York and an estimated 80,000 New York businesses may not make it to the end of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Cuomo and elected state Democrats agreed on a budget deal that provides billions to illegal aliens at the taxpayers' expense. Specifically, according to the New York Times, the state budget includes $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded one-time payments in the form of stimulus checks and unemployment-style benefits for about 187,000 illegal aliens. About $1.1 billion more than small businesses are set to get in grants and tax credits after being forced to close by Cuomo's economic lockdowns. The budget also provides about $2.3 billion in federal funds for tenants who have been behind on rent as a result of Cuomo's lockdowns, just $200 million more than what illegal aliens will receive. Previous estimates suggested illegal aliens could receive up to $28,600 a year thanks to the taxpayer-funded benefits approved by Cuomo. Weekly, illegal aliens could receive $500. For those unemployed since March 2020, illegal aliens could receive, on average, $12,600. New York Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy called the New York State Legislature even more radical than the Biden-Harris administration and said the budget deal has replaced any last semblance of common sense with woke insanity. Democrats are about to pass a budget that raises taxes on New Yorkers and businesses by $4 billion while enacting a $2 billion fund that will provide $25,000 payouts to illegal immigrants, Langworthy said in the statement. The few brave Democrats who have dared to speak out against this outrageous proposal are being called racists by their own party. While many will appreciate the irony in Democrats turning on each other, the terrifying truth is our state has been hijacked by extreme leftists where racism is cheapened and once again, those who break the law are given priority. New York, and particularly New York City, has been ravaged by Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio's D. economic lockdown measures that have now been in place for more than a year. Historic venues, hotels, restaurants, nightclubs, and local neighborhood spots have had to close their doors for good as a result of the lockdowns. Those forced to close include the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown East, which opened in 1924, the Copacabana Nightclub, which opened in 1940, the Paris Cafe, which opened in 1873, and Empire Coffee and Tea, which opened in 1908 among hundreds of others. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.